people had lots of hogs, you know, and they didn't care anything about them, and they just let them run out. And finally, I guess old age or something, you know, they'd just die. And their old head, me and another boy was working together, and he found the upper part of a hog's head, and it had those two big old tusks still in there, you know. Still in that thing, you know, and they're just as complete as out there in the mountains, you know. I wanted that, but I wouldn't ask him for it because I had these and he didn't have any, and I'd have left to have had that. But you don't find too many of them anymore now because they just no hogs out there to speak of.
That's one thing I didn't understand. These weren't knocked off, they were part of the head.
Yeah,
is that right?
They were still in the jawbone.
I see.
You see, they go deep in the jawbone. In fact, they go way down in there to the holler of the jawbone.
I see.
And they come up out of there, you know.
Do the stags ever fight each other?
Yeah, they'll fight each other. Yeah, they're just like anything else, you know. When one gets to trespassing, the other one will take him on, you know. They'll fight.
Uh-huh. Do they ever knock each other's tusks off?
Yeah, they break them off once in a while. We used to have, my dad-in-law used to have some hogs. He had one year one time that had tusks. He'd been kept up, but he had tusks as large as those there. But he dressed 600 pounds. He was a pretty good sized hog. He's probably on foot. He'd have weighed 750 or something like that, you know. He was looked like a big old bear.
Mm-hmm. Even the ones that fattened up on the mountain, would the flavor be wild?
It wouldn't be as good as, as corn, what we call corn-fed meat, you know. I don't guess there's any that beats that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The corn-fed meat is like...
Would it be kind of wild?
Yeah, it'd have a different... It's got a little different taste to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To go back to the farm, you remember, did you ever butcher anything else? Did you ever... have beef very much?
We'd butcher. Of course, we didn't have any deep freezes back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to wait till cool weather to butcher beef. Of course, that's when we'd butcher our hogs. Of course, they learned later on how to pickle meat, you know, and put it away in salt water, you know, and pickle it, put it in old stone jars of some kind, you know, big jar. We've got a jar in there that holds 30 gallons, you know, one of those old stone jars.
Uh-huh.
Well, they could put stuff away like that, you know, if they had two or three jars, and they'd make a solution. It is just salt. You just boil that salt, you know, in that water, just as a hit a float of egg. Yeah, that's the way they'd test it. They'd put that salt in there to let it get to where it'd float, an egg would float in there. And then that's what they'd place that meat down in those old stone jars and stuff, and they'd pour that over there, you know, and then they'd tie stuff over there, keep anything out of it, you know, and it just pickled it. It was pretty good meat, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how they tell the salt was strong enough. Then.
That's what, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the way they tell. You know, they had a kind of rude ways, but...
Well, tell you, it took a lot of intelligence to figure that kind of thing out.
It did, yeah.
You didn't, as you said, you'd have to test the water with your hand before you scalded
that's right.
A hog.
Yeah.
And you'd have to know just the right